Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rehabilitating Your Portfolio, a podcast about how to protect capital while still capturing the upside. And now, here's your host, Brett Rosenthal.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Brett Rosenthal, and we are going to explore all aspects of rehabilitating your investment portfolio. When I say rehabilitating, that's for those of you who have underperformed in the last 5 years as the averages go higher. We're going to help you learn disciplines and make you aware of tools out there to help you capture upside but still protect your nest egg. And for those of you who've been able to ride this seemingly endless move higher in the market, we're going to do our best to make you aware that buying and holding is not a viable option if you're a few years away from retirement. If you're in your late 20s, early 20s, early 30s, and you want to hold X amount of decades, you could suffer a 50% decline in your assets. I don't know why you would. There's so many other better ways to run capital, but you certainly could do it. For those of you who've already built your nest egg and now you're trying to manage it so that you see yourself retiring 5-10 years down the road, what you cannot afford to do is suffer another 50% collapse in your asset base. And therefore, you need tools and disciplines to protect capital but still capture upside, and that's what we try to do on this show. We try to share that information with you. This is a live trading desk. We're actively managing capital, and the information we're sharing with you, we execute and use on a daily basis. The tools that we find most helpful in the endeavor to protect capital but still capture upside are algorithms that we've built that are statistical algorithms that offer us statistically, using probabilities, the best times to take risk versus the potential reward that we see, that the algorithm sees, and the best times to raise cash would be defensive when the algorithms state that that's the desired approach. So today is an action alert day. Those of you following us the last few weeks, you know every day I try to start the day by describing to you what the algorithms are telling us, and we have a pyramid of investing. We start at the top with the big indexes, and that's the NASDAQ 100, the S&P 500, and the small cap index, and we invest in the ETFs of all three, the SPY for the S&P 500, QQQ, the triple Qs, NASDAQ 100, and IWM for the small cap index. So today's action alert is that yesterday's rally in the market allowed our algorithm to get positive the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ 100. We are not positive on the small cap index. We're still in cash, that allocation. So if we were running simply an algorithmic portfolio of just these three investments, we would be long the S&P and the triple Qs. We would not be long small cap index. Now, if you follow us on Twitter, you'll know that we've been highlighting the last couple of days the 244.70 area was a point of control based on volume-weighted average pricing, which is called a VWAP. That's the price where most institutions are executing large orders. So they represent the real price in the market. The rest is just noise around that key pivot. 244.70 is the key. So we closed well above that yesterday. And so we put some of our capital to work yesterday afternoon, but we held the rest off to put to work on the eventual retest of that area. And what happened is we retested it first thing this morning. And for the NASDAQ 100, that key area was 142.50. You can find this information on our Twitter feed at Brett Rosenthal, B-R-E-T, Rosenthal, R-O-S-E-N-T-H-A-L. Or you can go to our website, scroll to the bottom of the home page and you'll see all of our Twitter comments, and that's rosenthalcapital.com. And so we've been putting out there in the last couple of trading sessions that this 244.70 area and this 142.50 area is very important on those two indexes. So we closed well above them yesterday when we were getting the algorithmic buy signal on those two indexes for a longer-term investment, and then we use our shorter-term intraday algorithms to help us accumulate positions, and we were looking to buy weakness this morning around those key points of control, and so we're right at those points of control right now. We've been all around that point of control all day today. A close below that point of control would be disappointing, certainly, a little discouraging, might lead to us being more protective of our capital. It's a question of how much risk to take, what's your risk tolerance. Close below those levels would be certainly a sign that risk is more elevated. Closes above those levels would be very bullish. And when I said before, statistically significant probability oriented algorithms, that's what we use here, that's what we talk about as our key tool to help us direct investments. This is not about artificial intelligence algorithms. We're not feeding into a computer a bunch of fundamental pieces of information and having a computer give us a guess on direction of the market. What we're doing is using probabilities and statistics to tell us when is the best time to expose our capital to risk and when is the best time to reduce that risk exposure. And with all probabilities, it doesn't mean we make money every time. You know, on these big indexes, using these algorithms, we have an expected rate of 7 out of 10 will advance from the entry point to our first major target, at which point we reduce risk, we raise stops, to all those types of things. But that means 3 out of 10 times we're going to lose money on this entry. Totally expected. Totally acceptable. Don't fall in love with any investment strategy, think it's going to work 100% of the time. It never does. This is about probabilities and statistics. Probability speaking, coast is clear to put some money to work because the reward will be significant if this entry signal works, versus the risk that we're taking. Okay? So that's what these algorithms do for us. Now, we have a pyramid of investing that we follow here. So we start with these big averages. And when we get these two big cap indexes giving us entry points, and by the way, we don't have an entry point in the small cap index. It's not that small caps won't go up. It's just for based on our algorithms, the risk is too high in that space right now. So we'd rather focus our attention on buying the bigger cap names at this point in the market. And then what we do is we drill down into the groups, and we find the groups that are driving this particular buy signal that have the right type of setup that give us algorithmically another an entry point along with these big cap indexes, and we can put capital to work in those groups. And we buy ETFs. I'm not going to go over all of the options today, but I'll just highlight one. For instance, the biotech space is setting up a risk-reward entry point that's worth taking some risk. And then you can drill down into that, and if you like to invest in individual equities, you can then go into the biotech space, find your favorite biotech names, put some capital to work, take some risk. Now's the time to be doing that. And we have tight stops. I'll let you know when we're stepping out. If this doesn't work, we'll be exiting these positions fairly quickly. That's part of the process of the algorithm. So, in conclusion today, and I'm going to keep this session short. As you can hear in my voice, I'm seriously under the weather. So I'm going to keep this short. This is an action alert day. We're going to see that it's acceptable to take risk in the S&P and the NASDAQ 100. And as an example, you could take some risk in biotechs and you can find your favorite names in that space. And then we'll have to monitor these closely. Usually when these entry points fail. That's 3 out of 10 times it fail. It happens pretty quickly. So we have to be on our toes. If things don't work, we go back into cash. We wait for our next opportunity. Okay? But so far today, that's where we stand. So again, follow us on Twitter if you want to have a little more up-to-date, a little faster example of how we're handling the investment approach. I hope this helps you today. I hope it helps you expose capital correctly at the right time, but at the same time, have a focus on protecting capital. We'll be out there raising cash if we have to. I look forward to talking with you again over the next couple of days as this entry point develops and we get a better feeling for what type of market we've got. Have a good day investing, a good day trading. I'll talk to you soon.
To learn more about how to protect capital and still capture the upside, join us at rosenthalcapital.com. And for real-time updates about what our algorithms are saying, follow us on Twitter at Brett Rosenthal, B-R-E-T-R-O-S-E-N-T-H-A-L.